Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank.
Hey everyone, welcome to an in-betweenisode where I answer any question that you have about history. This question comes from Doug Barbu, who asks, what is the history of saluting in the U.S. military? Great question, and surprisingly more complicated than I thought it would be. I looked at sources that would know about the British or the American military. One was from the BBC. The other one was from the U.S. Army Quartermaster Corps. Neither one of them was exactly sure, but they both had their theories. Well, whatever the origin of the hand salute in the British or the U.S. military, it's always used to indicate a sign of respect, that in their profession of arms, military courtesy is a right and responsibility of every soldier. And it looks slightly different where you are on either side of the Atlantic. We'll take the British and the American examples. The American example would have the palm facing down. British examples, you would see the palm outward. We don't know the origin of the hand salute. From earliest times and in distant armies, the right hand or the weapon hand has been raised as a sign of friendship. You're not holding a weapon. You're not going to fire on someone. This could go back, some argue, to Neolithic periods where you're not going to throw a rock at somebody. And then this could extend onward to the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, where you have metal-tipped spears, javelins, bows and arrows, and other weapons, crossbows. Courtesy requires that the inferior makes the gesture first. And there's some connection between this old gesture and our present salute. So anyone in the military can attest to the importance of pecking order that's drilled right into you from the first day of boot camp. Some think that the salute is dated back to Roman times, but there's no evidence that soldiers raised their hands as formal greeting. Another theory is that it originates in medieval Europe, where knights used their hands to raise their visors, revealing their identity to demonstrate that they were friendly. But that makes it out as if knights are always riding around in full steel case armor, true in battle, but very cumbersome when you're just going to and fro from one place to another. An even more fantastic version of the medieval theory of the origin of the hand salute is that it symbolizes a knight shielding his eyes from the dazzling beauty of a maiden or a highborn lady sitting on the bleachers of a tournament. That's very romantic. Sounds like an Ivanhoe type of thing, but not true. It became a tradition in the British Army for privates and non-commissioned officers to remove their hat to greet officers. This is in the 18th century, and it's not too far removed from the Middle Ages where you had sartorial laws. Sartorial laws are a fancy way of saying, based on your social status, based on your profession, you would have to wear a certain type of clothing. If you were a non-noble, you could not wear a noble's clothing. This falls apart in the Renaissance and in the Enlightenment period, still continues in the Ottoman Empire, where you could look at someone's headgear and immediately know if they were a soldier, a bureaucrat, a religious scholar, or some other type of merchant, or even their religion based purely on their clothing. This doesn't continue, but it harkens back to that period of the importance of clothing in your social order, which explains why a junior would have to remove his hat. Junior officers did the same to their senior officers. This apparently ended in the 18th century because of concerns over excessive wear to headgear or hats becoming more cumbersome. A 1745 British order book says, "The men are ordered not to pull off their hats when they pass an officer or to speak to them, but only to clap up their hands to their hats and bow as they pass," saying that you need to have some type of sign of subservience. The British Army developed a salute with the palms facing outwards, which are also used by the Royal Air Force. The Royal Navy, however, adopted a version with the palm facing downwards, thought to be because many men working on ships had dirty palms and to display them was disrespectful. The Royal Navy's use of salute is thought to have influenced the U.S. military's that also has the palm facing downwards. There have been cases where non-military people who try to use a salute and do it incorrectly can cause a little bit of a hullabaloo. A couple of years ago, then-President Barack Obama was criticized for saluting a Marine as he left the helicopter while continuing to hold a cup of coffee. According to a U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary, it's been said that a sloppy salute is worse than not saluting at all, but hey, he's the commander in chief. So when you're at the top of the pyramid, you can really get away with quite a bit. So Doug, that is the answer to your question on the origin of the military salute. Thanks for sending that question. And if any of you would like to do so, you could do it by email. My address is info@historyonthenet.com. Or you could leave a voicemail, and you can find instructions for that by going to historyunplugpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to answering whatever it is that you can throw at me. Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site, historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.